This is Jerry Guerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Correct soil sampling in the field is essential for an accurate and repeatable soil test. To obtain a proper collection, there are a few guidelines to follow. When collecting samples for the standard pH, buffer pH, P, and K test, sample 6 inches deep and take 20 to 30 cores or slices from each area. Mix thoroughly in a clean bucket. Fill your soil collection bags from this mixture. For an available nitrogen, chloride, or sulfur test, take the same number of cores, but a subsoil sample to a depth of 24 inches is necessary. It is also important to note that if a zinc test is requested, use a plastic bucket for soil collection as galvanized or rubber materials may contaminate the results. In addition, avoid taking samples from old fence rows, dead furrows, low spots, feeding areas, or other areas that might give unusual results. If information is desired from these unusual areas, obtain a separate sample. If taking soil samples on a regular basis, be sure to collect samples during the same time of year, such as always in the fall or always in the spring. Since nutrient levels vary in different times of the year, having a uniform sampling time will allow you to compare results from year to year. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Guerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.